Are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FBI informant now charged with lying about Hunter and Joe Biden, Alexander Smirnov, now says he got the information from a Russian informant.
A newly filed court document lays out the stunning allegations. Last week, after he was arrested for lying and obstruction of justice, Smirnov allegedly told an FBI agent officials associated with Russian intelligence were involved in passing a story about business person number one, whose sources say is Hunter Biden. Prosecutors claim Smirnov fabricated the story that President Biden was offered a $5 million bribe by the Ukrainian energy company Burisma.
ABC News Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. President Biden to announce new sanctions soon against Russia in connection with the death of dissident Alexei Navalny. On Fox News, former President Donald Trump compared the civil fraud penalty he faces to what Navalny endured in Russia. There is a flash flood warning for downtown Los Angeles right now as the rain from that atmospheric river continues to pound the area. This is ABC News. Trailing in some polls by about 30 points, her own home state of South Carolina, GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley with this message for frontrunner Donald Trump.
I refuse to quit. South Carolina will vote on Saturday, but on Sunday, I'll still be running for president.
And another key state meantime.
Ohio's primary is not for another month, but early voting starts in the state today. Ohioans choosing party nominees for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, the state Supreme Court, and more. The three-way Republican Senate primary is one of the most high-stakes races, as the nominee will face incumbent Democrat Sherrod Brown, considered among the nation's most vulnerable Democrats. The primary takes place March 19th, the day the Trump campaign claims Trump will win the Republican nomination by. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
New security on the way for the dating app for Tinder. This summer, users who want to be verified on Tinder will have to upload a driver's license and a video selfie. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Forecast details coming up here in a bit from WRCO on our Wednesday morning get-together. We're currently at 29 degrees at 5 minutes after 7.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Today, a high of 56. Northwest winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. Tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, 57. Sunshine at times and continued spring-like. Thursday night, 28. And Friday, 37 for a high. Saturday, 42. 48 Sunday. By next week, upper 50s Monday and low 60s Tuesday. Right now in Richland Center, after the earlier reading of 35, we're at 29 degrees.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away, yeah, in a Chevrolet." I think I fell in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, "Where to?" She said, "I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Chevrolet. She said, "Give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Justin Lynch and Jelly Roll on WRCO and Chevrolet. It is 7:10. We'll see what old Hank Bray is doing in a few minutes and also check out our birthdays and anniversaries today. Celebrity birthdays include actress Tyne Daly, who is 78, also born today. Christine Ebersole is 71, and actor Christopher Atkins is 63. Actor William Baldwin is 61, and country music's Eric Heatherly turns 54. Also, opera pop singer Charlotte Church turns 38 on the 21st of February. 11 past 7. Here's Chris Stapleton. the Haymakers, riding around in Jimmy McCarthy's truck. It is 29 degrees in Richland Center, 718. We'll see what old Hank's been doing up to here in just a little bit here this morning.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, Sun Tracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
People often ask us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home, what can I do to help? I'm Mark Jelinek. Some of the suggestions we share are simple and practical. Preparing food, washing clothes, cleaning the house, mowing the yard, or answering the telephone are just a few of the practical ways to show you care. Remember, support is needed at the time of death, and it is no less important in the weeks and months afterwards. For more helpful information, visit us at PrattFuneralService.com.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
It's time for the Roundup. Not bad. You're riding a little taller in the saddle today.
Well, yeah, I feel a lot better, too.
Yeah, not bad.
The ladies are... Calm down, ladies. Calm down.
Careful. You might give your ladies...
People knocking on the... Yeah. Calm down. Jeez.
I thought maybe that would go away with all the medicine you're on, but...
No, security needs to get tighter around here.
Yeah, well, it does. Yeah.
So we let Joanne in here. I mean...
Yeah, she has a key.
Yeah. Can we stop that anyhow?
Probably, yeah. We've got the new card reader, you know. Maybe we can... reprogram that or something.
Yeah, just like get her name out of it.
Yep.
See what happens.
Or give her like a Queen of Hearts or something.
Yes. Yep.
Today is National Sticky Bun Day.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, how come you didn't bring any in?
Diet.
I know, but you don't have to eat them.
I'll remember that the next time it's National Sticky Bun Day.
Yes. National Sticky. So the diet going all right, is
it? Yep. Kind of, you don't really want to eat anything when you're this sick.
I was going to say, that's the only advantage of being a little under the weather. You eat less, probably.
Yeah, I did. I've eaten less, but I've had some honey, and they're 20 calories a piece. So when you eat a whole bag in an hour, that's probably not good for you.
Honey?
Yeah, well, those little honeys, they're little cough drops.
Oh, cough drops.
Yeah, and they have real honey in them. Yeah.
Okay.
Hard to let them go.
You're eating cough drops.
Yes. For my food.
Okay.
Yeah, no salt or pepper required.
What about your celery and radish bag?
I haven't seen those in a while.
You haven't seen that?
No, I have not. I haven't felt well, so.
A radish would kind of get the, maybe clear out your
knees. Yeah, if it was warm. Yep.
Yeah, warm one.
So, another good way to clean out your nasal is those neti pots.
Yeah, I've got kind of a mixed reaction with those. I've used them, and they do work, but I don't care what anybody says. It's painful. You know,
is it really?
People say, "Oh, you aren't doing it right." Then, yeah.
You're not supposed to put scalding water up your nose.
No, I know it, but it does. You got to admit, it does.
It doesn't hurt me at all.
Doesn't it really?
No, it doesn't.
It does me.
Yeah. So, but no, I feel better when I'm done, but 2 minutes after you get the shower, it's back.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's only short-lived.
Yeah, it's short-lived, but
probably healthy to get the gunk out of there, though.
Yes, anyway. Good.
Yeah.
You had a good ball game last night?
We did, yeah. Ithaca won with Riverdale at Ithaca, but it was close. In fact, it was tied with 4:40 left, and the Bulldogs went on.
Oh, they pulled away, didn't they?
Yeah.
So is Kurt okay?
Yes, so far, so good.
I mean, you never know with him.
Yeah.
So no,
he was there, and
he's probably concentrating on baseball right now anyway. So,
well, why wouldn't you be this time of year when nice and warm?
Yeah, we're going to have to mow our grass and then shovel our sidewalks in April.
Yeah, I told him I don't want any doom and gloom, but I said, because he was saying about how nice the weather was, and I said, your first baseball game will be snowed out, and you know it. He goes, yeah, probably.
Yeah, it probably will be.
And then Bill Twining was there last night, and he was
scouting for wrestlers?
Oh, he was being politically correct. So first half he sat behind the Riverdale bench, and then the second half he sat behind the Ithaca bench. So very good, you know. He didn't play favorites.
He didn't play favorites.
Uh-uh.
He didn't sit behind you at all, did he?
No, he didn't. No.
Well, down with Phil.
Right. And he's wondering about his staying space this week at in Madison. We was at state wrestling, so I had to give him some information on the hotel. But I told him I didn't. I think I said, "Tell him you bring your jacket because I think you got to go outdoors, go to the bathroom." So
yeah,
you know,
well, we got to save any kind of money we can.
It's only the best.
it's only the best here, and make sure that we give him the empty bucket of cheese balls where he can refill.
Yeah, so, absolutely. It'll be a step up. You know, I've stayed in some just less than stellar ones over the years.
Yep.
My wife's cousin, sometimes we used to go on vacation with their family, and she would find, you know, because you got to be frugal, you got a family, you know. But my goodness, some of the places that we stayed at, I was a little fearful for my life in some of the cities that we stayed in. And then some of them, the shower would be rusty, you know, the shower floor would be rusty. And, oh, boy.
Bugs flying out of the bed like, hey,
exactly.
One of the times that I stayed in a hotel, we stayed in a Motel 6. It was my first wife, and it's dark. We're tired. We pulled in there, and, you know, you could pull right up to your room.
Yep.
And we went in, and I said, is this a safe neighborhood? Oh, yeah, it's safe. Wake up, and we're lucky to be alive today, Phil.
Is that right?
Oh, it was bad. It was a bad, bad neighborhood.
Yeah. You don't know, you know.
When you're tired and it's...
You just lay down and...
When you're tired and it's 12 o'clock at night, and you have two kids in the back seat, you don't really care what you come up with.
Right.
Because everything looks good at that point. Especially says, we'll leave a light on for you.
Yeah. Well, the ones that we would stay at were like former Motel 6s.
Yeah.
Bought by somebody else.
Motel Phil's.
Yeah, Motel Phil.
Yeah, my goodness. Some of these places, I tell you what.
And June said, now, they said there's a complimentary breakfast. Go down and check on that. Look, okay. So I go down there and I'm looking around. I don't see anything. And so I asked the man behind the desk, I said, it said there was a complimentary breakfast. And he goes, oh, yes, sir. And he turns around and he pulls out one of those wrapped honey buns and he throws it toward the counter. Hey, thanks. There's my breakfast.
Keep it. Yes. That's funny, though. That's actually funny.
Very, very nice. And then there was another one. This was in Tennessee, you know, in Nashville. And you think Nashville, everybody thinks about, you know, the glitz and the glamour of Nashville. But every city has its little bit tough neighborhoods. And it was right by the stadium, too. So
really?
Didn't think it was that bad. But we stayed there, and I walked across the street to get something at the gas station. And there was a police officer standing there. And I came out, and he said, where are you headed? And I said, well, staying over there. And he goes, this isn't a good place to hang around. He said, you probably better get back to your room. Broad daylight, too. And I'm like, He said, we're investigating a robbery that went on here last night. Oh, okay. Well, thanks. So appreciate the tip on that one. So after that, we didn't let her book hotel rooms anymore.
Was that June that booked them?
No. It was her cousin. She was always going for the best deal.
Well, let's not deal this
exactly.
away.
Exactly. Let's spend $20 more.
Yeah, let's get some security.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, tell you what, there's some dandies out there.
Yeah, there are.
They are some dandies, so... when you go to Arkansas, you got dirt floors.
Do you really?
Yep.
No, you're kidding me.
I am, but I mean, I can find you a place with a dirt floor.
I bet. I don't think that would pass inspection, would it? But maybe the inspectors are different in Arkansas.
Well, they probably own the hotel.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, but anyway, you know, I still know of places in Arkansas that doesn't have running water, have cisterns. They still have to haul their water up the hill.
Now you're talking about a hotel. You're talking about just
regular homes.
Regular home.
Yep.
With a cistern. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I believe.
Which
it.
I think there's some around here, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
People are happy with what they got.
Yep.
Off the grid.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Off the grid. So, sometimes it'd be nice to be off the grid.
What else do you know today?
Oh, I don't know a lot, Phil. According, a Singapore train has windows that automatically blind themselves when near residential areas. Is that fact or a bunch of Henry?
I'll say it's fact.
It is fact. They also have rubber wheels to reduce noise.
Oh, really?
So, yep. So they say you get sick when those trains go that fast around neighborhoods. You know, if you go that fast, so that it automatically blurs it for them.
Isn't that crazy?
It's just amazing what they do.
There was something in the news last week, and I believe it was Japan, where they're working on a train that will go 1,200 miles an hour.
Yes. They're crazy.
Oh, man. Wouldn't take you very long to get there.
No. I mean... It would be, I'd love to have it from here to home.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
you get more sleep.
What, 3 minutes maybe?
Sleep on the train, yeah.
My goodness.
No, I mean when you get to your house.
Yes. In Bangkok, Thailand, when a person drops or breaks a plate, it is traditional to say meow to imply a cat is responsible for the mishap. Fact or Hank?
I'm going to say that's a Hank.
Well, that's a fact.
Is it really?
That is a catastrophic.
Meow.
Yeah, meow.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, according to some geocaching sites, nude-friendly geocaching has become popular, Philip.
Nude-friendly geocaching. I'll say that's probably true.
It's naturally true.
Is it naturally true?
It's a fact. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, man. Whatever.
Some snow globes contain ethanol, glycerol, the antifreeze chemical, which is dangerous to pets and kids. True or false?
I'll say that is fact.
It is fact. True. It's snow joke. It's snow joke. The chemical is an ingredient in some, but not all snow globes.
Okay.
One more for you, young man.
All right.
Because pigs don't sweat, okay, they are more likely to harbor parasites than other toxins, making pigs unhealthy to eat.
Hmm. I would say that is probably not true.
Yeah, it's a bunch of Hank. It's a bunch of hogwash.
Hogwash.
Yeah, it is true. Pigs do not sweat. However, a pig's lack of sweat is unrelated to its potential toxin load.
Hmm. Interesting. Hmm. Okay.
Oh, I ate a skunk last night, just to let you know.
Oh, boy. They're out and about, aren't they?
Oh, I tell you what. I mean, and they were picking on two dead raccoons in the middle of the road.
Oh.
And I swerved to hit the first raccoon. And got the skunk and the other raccoon again.
You swerved to hit it?
Or swerved to miss the first.
Swerved to miss it.
To miss the first, because there were two dead raccoons.
Oh.
Which, unbeknown to me, I only saw one.
Oh.
So I swerved it, or I didn't, you know, I steered out of the way.
Boom, boom.
Boom, got them both.
Got them both. Now, were you driving the Mini Cooper?
No. The Mini Cooper would have wrecked.
I was going to say. Yeah, it would have thrown you off course. Yeah,
the whole thing, probably. Oh,
boy. So did you get a little bit of the skunk smell?
I did. And so still that's what still there this morning. Yeah, that's not my clone. Still there this morning, Philip.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so man, that's looking forward to not smelling that again.
Tough stuff.
Oh.
Little animals are out.
Hey, you know what I saw yesterday? I saw bugs hitting my windshield.
Yep, I know it. And we talked yesterday in the morning show, too, about some ticks on animals.
Yes.
Already.
Crazy. Be careful of them. I mean, make sure that your pets are protected because they can't pick themselves.
Yep. You better check out Winston and Clementine.
I've sprayed my backyard already for ticks and fleas.
Have you?
Yes. Okay. I do quite often.
Hmm. What about your bed bugs? Do all right.
I'm having a farm of them.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I got a pet bed bug place. I'm going to open it up this summer.
Are you?
Yeah.
Bed bug farm?
Yeah, I can't. My Hank's Hi-Fi store didn't go.
Oh, okay. So you could do a Motel Hank.
Yeah, Motel Hank with friendly bed bugs.
All the bed bugs you like. They're friendly.
Friendly here at Friendly Hank's.
All right. Buddy,
thank you very much. Everybody have a good day and be kind.
That's old Hank Bray today. We'll check out birthdays and anniversaries next.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905. Or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at BadgerlandFlooring.com.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
February 21st of 1948, little Jimmy Dickens made his Grand Ole Opry debut. He died in 2015 at 94, the oldest living member of the Opry at the time. 1985, Whitney Houston released her self-titled debut album. And in 1990, Milli Vanilli won the Grammy for Best New Artist. The duo later gave up the Grammy with a lip-syncing scandal. That's a check of some notes from this day in history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored
sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Here we go. Happy birthday wishes to grandson Tyler Service from Grandma and Monty. From Richland Center Primary School today, a couple of VIPs, Oakland Aide and Camden Gale Carter. Happy birthday to J.C. Lynn Kepler, who is 11, from Grandpa and Grandma Kepler. Happy wishes as well to Pat Sill from Rita, to Jeremy from Tiffany, Camden, Brecken, and Reagan. And Camden Carter from Mom, Dad, Brecken, and Reagan, have an awesome day today. Happy wishes to Sandra Anderson of Blue River, from Charlene, Betty Huth from St. Luke's Lutheran Church, to Eva Jo Putz from the Richland Area Senior Citizens. Also, greetings going out today and a special day to Eva Jo Putz from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Richland Center Free Methodist Church salutes Travis Scholes. The RC Lions today with Wednesday wishes for Ashlyn Foley, Oakland Aide, Mary Claire Murray, to J.C. Kepler, and also today to Connie Jewell and Betty Huth, along with Eva Jo Putz and Michael Sander. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club with wishes for us today. Brad Bumkamp, Pauline Carter, Jesse Jones, and Brendan Peterson. Bloom City Town Crier today with VIPs such as Emily Bedard, to Brenda Bethke and Jeremy Carter, Connie McCarthy, and Travis Scholes. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club saluting Lucas Harris and Erica Wondra. And we have an anniversary today. Greg and Rose Rote. Happy anniversary from Sacred Heart Parish.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time, more time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center, and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
WRCO FM, WRCE, it is 30 degrees. Here's one for old Hank Bray.
Crossing the highway late last night, they should have looked left and they should have looked right. They didn't see the station wagon car, the skunk got squashed, and there you are, you got your dead skunk in the middle. Cause you can feel it in your heart.
Wright III applied a nickel for every time somebody called and said, my friend doesn't believe that there's such a song as Dead Skunk on the Road, and, you know, and so it's been a lot of argument solving over the years. Said, yeah, it was a top 10 hit, absolutely. Only the best. 30 degrees here at WRCO. Joanne has the news next.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 30 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Partly cloudy and balmy today with a high of 56. Tonight, variably cloudy, a low of 32. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 29, it's 30 degrees.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback family of dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback family dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback family dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. There were only three primaries in southwestern Wisconsin yesterday. In Sauk County, Scott Haugen and Scott Alexander advanced to face each other this spring for District 27, County Supervisor, an area that represents the northwest side of Baraboo. Bosqueville City Council District 1 will pair Cody Trum against Ramona Cord, while Seneca's school board race had a tie for the fourth and final spot on the spring ballot. All results from last night's primary are unofficial until after canvassing. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved a facilities assessment study by Venture Architects at last night's meeting, and it costs not to exceed $165,000. This study is said to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for positive, effective change. The outcomes of the project will have a general impact for all residents of Richland County. It will include inventory and assessment, identifying facility deficiencies, forecasting future requirements, determining immediate short-term, long-term needs, assessing action steps, prioritizing needs and recommending solutions, and determining budget and affordability. The board also approved the wage scale for the county clerk, treasurer, and register of deeds for the 2025 to 2028 term. By state statute, salaries must be determined before the first date nomination papers may be filed for candidacy. The 2025 to 2028 term will see a 25% increase by 2028. The salaries will be increased in increments of 13% in 2025 to $76,707, 5% in 2026 to $80,543, 4% in 2027 to $83,764, and 3% in 2028 to $86,277. It was noted that the clerk's salary was reduced from $83,326 to $67,882, a reduction of $15,443 due to a resolution adopted in April 2021 as the finance officer duties were eliminated following the hiring of a county administrator and only statutory duties remained. It was also noted that the Register of Deeds staff will work 40 hours per week instead of 35, effective in January 2025. These salaries are comparable to other markets. Richland County is currently upgrading its 911 system to a mindshare system. Richland County is also in the middle of upgrading the radio towers and radios. These two projects require an upgrade to the call radio recording software, which records all radio traffic, 911, and administrative lines for the Sheriff's Department. The board approved the purchase of the MacTech Higher Ground Capture 911 call recorder at a cost of $31,355. Susan Triggs, Register of Deeds, gave her 2023 year-end report to the board. The department recorded 2,772 real estate documents. There were also more deaths filed in Richland County than births. The department filed 154 births and 179 deaths. There were also 93 marriages filed. The actual receipts collected for 2023 were $162,000. Kathy Linz, Director of Neighborhood Housing Services, gave a report of the impact NHS has made on the community. The financial impact from 2018 to 2022 was nearly $65 million, and 499 homeowners were created or preserved in the area. The numbers for 2022 alone were $13.7 million and $84, respectively. In other action, the board approved for the Sheriff's Office to spend no more than $160,000 for the purchase of two new squad vehicles and equipment and installation for those vehicles, for the Highway Department to purchase three Western Star tandem axle trucks totaling $480,690 from iState Truck Center, and one Western Star tri-axle truck totaling $168,900. Additional cameras and radio equipment are needed in the courthouse and will require additional wiring. It was approved to have Strang Heating and Electric do the work at a cost not to exceed $10,670. The cost was anticipated and is part of the overall budget for the radio tower project. For the ambulance service to apply for and accept a grant of federal funds from the Assistance to Firefighters grant administered by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which, if awarded, would fund 95% of the approved project with a 5% match. The funds would be used to upgrade its communication system. Jeremy Walsh was appointed to the Transportation Coordinating Committee, replacing Cole Pifrone, and the new membership list to the Comprehensive Community Services Coordination Committee, which includes Brandy Christensen, Mackenzie Fisher, Elizabeth Muth, Dr. Gerald Barris, Nathan McBain, Anna Clarkson, Connie Welty, Charlie Hillman, and Jessica Brown. A resolution to commemorate the retirement of Toby Johnson from the Sheriff's Office was approved. Johnson was hired in June of 2007 and served the last 7.5 years as investigator before retiring in December after over 16 years of service to Richland County. And the Richland County Board of Supervisors also honored Bernie Cooey, a longtime EMT and Richland County coroner, last night. Cooey recently celebrated his 100th birthday. State Senator Brad Paff and Representative Tip McGuire introduced legislation to provide property tax relief for Wisconsin families. Under the Wisconsin Circuit Breaker Property Tax Credit, Wisconsin homeowners and renters would be eligible for the tax credit when their property taxes on their rent going toward property taxes exceeds 4% of their income. This would provide an estimated $500 in property tax relief to more than 1 million Wisconsin households. The credit is targeted to help Wisconsin households making less than $150,000. The vision for a vibrant and connected community takes a significant step forward as the Viroqua Welcome Center project announces surpassing the $100,000 fundraising milestone. The project centered around the restoration and repurposing of the historic WPA Bathhouse building aims to create a legacy and celebrates the town's heritage while fostering economic development and community engagement. Through the renovation of the WPA building, the project aims to create a gathering space that will serve as a hub for residents and visitors alike. Key features of the project include a visitor and community information center, a meeting and community gathering space, public restrooms, and trailhead for outdoor recreation opportunities. In addition to reaching the $100,000 fundraising milestone, the project continues to seek individual and business pledges and donations. The ultimate goal is to secure $242,000 in community pledges and donations to qualify for the Community Development Initiative grant of $250,000. For more information about the Viroqua Welcome Center project or to make a contribution, visit viroquabathhousewelcomecenter.org.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Today is Wednesday, February 21st. Martin Joseph Bolin, 92, of rural Laval, died last Wednesday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at Fulton Friends Church in Fulton. Burial will follow at the Oaks Cemetery, Woodland Township. Friends may call at the Fulton Friends Church this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Cazenovia Fire Department, EMT, or Grace Hospice. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Martin Joseph Bolin, 92, of rural Laval. Maggie Wright, 86, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Fulton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Maggie Wright, 86, of Richland Center. Merlin Leonard Leverins, 71, of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with military rites to follow. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until the time of service at 6. Merlin Leonard Leverins, 71, of Richland Center. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval, died Thursday at home after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwak. Burial will be at Pine Eden Cemetery, Waniwak. A luncheon will follow at the Waniwak American Legion Hall. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1:30. In lieu of flowers, donations to a Grace Hospice Care, Shriners Hospitals for Children, or St. Jude's Children's Hospital would be appreciated. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday after a long and courageous battle with dementia. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 2 to 5. Memorials may be made to the family. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center.
Hello friends, Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shell nuts for the squirrels too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
The national blood supply remains at critically low levels. The American Red Cross continues to attempt to rebuild the blood supply. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. An opportunity to give is being held today from 11 to 4 at Weston High School. Individuals are urged to make an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land survey. Real estate sales insurance agents.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
8 o'clock.